The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Hoover, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair.
Welcome to SEC Pigskin Picks. Professor, tell everybody how we did last week.
We were a perfect 8-0 last week, Coach, making us 42-8 for the year.
That's right. And I thought I would celebrate by going to one of those coffee shops everybody is excited about.
Uh-oh.
They have everything but coffee. They actually tried to sell me something called a pumpkin spice latte. I asked what else they had, and she said gelato. Wasn't gelato that mad scientist from Snow White fairy tale, Professor?
You're thinking of Geppetto, Coach, and he wasn't in Snow White. He was the toy maker in Pinocchio. Huh. Gelato is Italian ice cream. It's churned at a slower speed than ice cream, so it only contains 25-30% air, where ice cream can contain as much as 50% air.
That's not the only thing around here that's made up of 50% air, Professor. Let's talk football.
I'm interested to see how Ole Miss rebounds against Auburn after being shut out by Alabama last week. It was the first shutout in 15 years for the Rebels. Ole Miss quarterback Bo Wallace threw for a meager 159 yards, while the Rebels' running game could only muster 46 yards. Of course, Auburn isn't Alabama. The 3-1 Tigers are coming off a bye week after getting thumped by LSU. Quarterback Nick Marshall is connecting on 58% of his passes for the year with 4 touchdowns and 4 picks. Running back Trey Mason is Auburn's go-to running back. He's gained 338 on the season. A victory over Ole Miss would be Auburn's first quality win of the season. But I don't see it happening. Even with Jordan-Hare Stadium rocking, the Wounded Rebels will win a close one.
Well, thanks, Professor. Well, let me get the tough one out of the way first. Georgia State will lose to Alabama. Talk about a slacker game. Anyway, in Gainesville, Florida will beat Arkansas. Now, South Carolina got a scare last week on the road to Central Florida, but they're back at home Saturday, and they'll take care of Kentucky. The Georgia loss was a hard one to swallow for LSU, but they'll go on the road and swallow up Mississippi State. And now 4-0 Missouri begins their conference schedule against Vanderbilt. Look for the Tigers to go on the road and win a close one. All right, we're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we'll get Shelley Sizemore on the phone. She's on her way to Knoxville, Tennessee for the Slobber Knocker Game of the Week.
Let's see. Bacon, sweet tea, official Beaver Dam clothing. Yes, those are a few of my favorite things, especially the clothes. Of course, you can always go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop. And if you live close to Cleveland, Tennessee, you can get the same tank tops and t-shirts at Lee's Used Books and Media, right there at 204 Grove Avenue behind Save-A-Lot. Just tell them Shelley Sizemore sent you. Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
Hi, welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks. We're joined now by Miss Shelley Sizemore, who's on her way to this week's Slobber Knocker Game of the Week, Tennessee versus Georgia. How's it going, Shelley?
I haven't even left yet, Coach. I just spent 2 nights stuck inside Old Man Thomason's department store.
The Old Man Thomason's store's closed. He's on his annual deep-sea fishing trip.
Well, take a guess who was in the dressing room, trying on the cutest top, when he locked the door and left. I didn't have my phone with me, and his office is locked.
That's terrible, Shelley.
Well, it wasn't that bad, really. I've tried on every piece of clothing in the store. I'm a pretty good Belgian waffle maker, and I am in love with pumpkin spice latte. I was just about to try out the gelato machine when Old Man Thomason came back and unlocked the door. I was almost disappointed.
Let's talk about the game, Shelley.
Okay, I guess I'll have time to do that while Old Man Thomason's ringing up my stuff. Well, against LSU, the Georgia offense was unstoppable. Quarterback Aaron Murray passed for more than 400 yards. Todd Gurley ran for 91 more before leaving with an injury.
Coach Mark Rick says he's day-to-day, but we'll look for him to be in uniform on Saturday. In Knoxville, Tennessee had to hold on to dear life against South Alabama. Fans are growing restless with Justin Worley's inability to find open receivers. Running back Rajon Neal paced the Vol offense with 169 yards on the ground. The Vols will try to get a mental edge Saturday by breaking out those new smoky gray uniforms. Some Georgia fans are worried this could be a trap game for their beloved Bulldogs, but the Vol defense can't stop them. The Dogs take it.
Well, thanks, Shelly. All right, we're out of here. Go visit BeaverDamUSA.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach Billy J and follow Shelly at C-H-E-L-Y Sizemore. Now give me 20, slackers.
Well, yes, I want the gelato machine and all that pumpkin spice latte mix. Yep, all those clothes, these lamps, this pile of shoes, $6,925. Oh, wait a minute, I think I have a coupon.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.